From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Waters of the U.S. rule has been problematic for years, and according to American Farm Bureau Federation President Zippy Duval, their new cry to lawmakers is clean water, clear rules. According to AgWeb.com, Duval told the AFBF convention crowd the fight over how EPA defines WOTUS continues, even though the Trump administration has submitted a new, more clearly defined rule on what waters are and are not. The government shutdown has stalled publishing of that new rule. As the shutdown goes on, the effect continues to spread. According to Senator Pat Roberts of Kansas, of the four shutdowns he's been through, none have worked to achieve their goals. In the current government shutdown, he tells AgWeb.com, Congress is working hard to implement portions of the farm bill that can be passed while the government is closed and most USDA workers are out of the office. Hoping for a quick resolution, Roberts says the primary responsibility of Congress is to enhance and protect national security. The trade war between the U.S. and China doesn't mean the Chinese are halting imports of dairy products. According to MilkBusiness.com, year-to-date milk equivalent imports are up 9%, while imports in November are up 13.2%, higher than the record of November 2013. Unfortunately, the U.S. isn't reaping the benefits, with U.S. shares of Chinese dairy import market dwindling since 2016 and other countries filling the void. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.